entertaining needs, you will find plenty of information and resources in the Wheat Belly series of books and cookbooks. Visit RodaleStore.com for more information on these books. Let's put that aside for the moment, as the lid has closed and it's getting awfully stuffy in here, and go on to a quick summary of the Wheat Belly lifestyle, seed by seed. What is Wheat Belly all about? Planting the seeds of health. What is this talk of seeds? That's what grains are, the seeds of grasses. Someone has to cut the grass on your lawn once a week or so throughout the summer. Surely you save the nice pile of green clippings that must be good for you, right? Add some tomatoes and onions to them, then drizzle with balsamic vinaigrette. Wait, you mean you can't eat the grass clippings? Well, why not? It's a plant. It's green. Not that different from spinach, kale, or dandelion greens. It is different because it's grass, something foreign to the human dietary experience until we made the mistake of consuming ancient grains, the seeds of grass plants, many years ago. Even ancient humans suffered a downturn in health. There was an explosion of tooth decay, iron deficiency, behavioral difficulties, and skin rashes. But they ate anything to survive, and seeds of grasses were initially a food of desperation. Bad enough in its original form, wheat and grains were made much worse by modern agribusiness when they introduced extensive genetic changes. You see the results around you, in every supermarket, school, business, and mall. We now live in a world of plenty. Go to any supermarket and there are no shortages of food, no empty shelves, and certainly no shoppers looking emaciated and hungry. Instead, we have the opposite. Shelves piled high with food and people looking like they stuff themselves silly three or more meals a day. Grains, the seeds of grasses, are no longer the food of the desperate when nothing else is available. Ironically, misinterpretations and bad science misled us to believe that not only are grains not harmful, but they should serve as the cornerstone of diet. Eat more healthy whole grains, filling breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks 7 days a week. If your child brings a lunch to school without a grain product, the teacher can send the lunch back home uneaten, replacing it with a grain-containing lunch instead. A modern dinner seems incomplete without buttered rolls and breaded meats, finished off with a slice of cake or pie, perhaps even accompanied by a beer or four. Yes, the seeds of grasses have infiltrated modern habits to a degree that is unprecedented in human history, and we have paid a health price for this peculiar situation. Genetics research and agribusiness made the situation worse, because, in the interests of increasing yield per acre and resistance to pets, as well as other agricultural concerns, they inadvertently amplified the adverse health effects of wheat and related grains. For example, wheat germ agglutinin is a protein found in wheat, rye, barley, and rice. It is a potent bowel toxin in humans, blocking proper digestion, inflicting damage to the intestinal lining, and provoking inflammation. Genetic manipulation increased the content of wheat germ agglutinin in modern grains because it provides resistance to pests. But more pest-resistant grains means more destructive grains when we consume them. This is just one example among dozens of other genetic manipulations that have increased the toxic effects of grains. A widely held misconception is that the gluten protein is the only problem with wheat and related grains, but that is far from the truth. Wheat and grains harbor an entire collection of toxic compounds that impair human health. Accept this basic fact, that humans made a mistake by incorporating the seeds of grasses into diet, a mistake made worse by modern genetic manipulations, then correct this mistake by removing all wheat and grains from your diet. When you do, unexpected and powerful changes in your health will unfold.